bag if you take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features we give to you on the site are free. You get to control the content, too. The stuff you see on the front page, it was put there by listeners just like you. You can submit what you want, vote it up or down, depending on how you feel about it. And then we'll figure out what you think is important.
Can I vote sideways?
I'm afraid not. That would make things way too confusing. But
I don't even know what it means.
It's all free, so go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Mark is having enough trouble just trying the voting up and down thing, so don't try to make things worse.
Well, like sideways would be, I don't really feel strongly either way about this. I don't.
Then don't bother voting.
Yeah, I would say just ignore
just
that
like
one.
Just click sideways.
Stay home.
Let's see here. So we were talking last hour about the Egyptian situation where there's apparently 14 to 17 million people in the streets, although, Daryl, you said you heard 33 million.
Yes.
I don't know how you count that sort of thing. I guess you get a helicopter and take an estimate of how many people are in one area.
You get Rain Man, put him in a helicopter and fly over, and he can count them like that.
So
really easy.
According to CNN's story about this, they're looking at the various different people that are involved. Of course, as you might imagine, they don't all agree, but they do generally agree that it's time for a change. And this is the way they've decided it's going to happen.
No, Morsi, he's got to go.
Yeah, they've decided that this guy's got to go.
I don't think that's how they would say it in Arabic.
He's been given a 48-hour window by the military, the country's...
And that was, what, 20 hours ago, I think?
Yeah, maybe so. So apparently the time is ticking here, and let me continue the story. So Abdul Magoud Dardri, a former member of parliament and Muslim Brotherhood representative, told CNN's Amanpour program that the military could be an honest broker in a national dialogue. He said Morsi has reached out to opposition leaders many times, but he said the opposition is, quote, afraid of democracy, unquote. He said that if it failed in the previous five elections we had in Egypt since the revolution, and they don't want to fail a sixth time, that's why they're going to street politics. Street politics is not an end in itself. It's a means to achieve democracy, but they're not willing to go toward a democratic system. On Monday, protesters stormed the main headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood, the party that Morsi led before his election. Armed with Molotov cocktails, the mob set the office on fire, shouting, "The people have toppled the regime!" At least 16 people were killed and more than 780 were wounded on Sunday, said and Monday during the unrest in Egypt, the nation's health minister said. On Friday, Andrew Pachter, a 21-year-old American in Alexandria to teach children English, was stabbed to death while watching the demonstrations, his family said. Dr. Mohammed Mustafa Hamid told the news agency that 8 people alone were killed in clashes at the Muslim Brotherhood's national headquarters in Cairo, and all but 182 of the wounded have left the hospital after receiving treatment for their injuries. So a lot of people are getting hurt in this process. And
when you've got millions of people packed into presumably a fairly small area, people are going to get bumped and
stabbed, apparently.
Bumped, fall into knives and things.
Yeah,
it could happen.
And, of course, you always have the chance that there are agents provocateur that are in these crowds that are trying to...
The CIA.
...whip up violence. Well, an agent provocateur is usually on, the part of some sort of government. Whether they're CIA or not is another question, but usually in favor of some sort of regime. And ultimately, as you said, Mark, in the last hour, we don't know how this is all going to play out. But it seems like, I don't think it's an unsafe prediction to say that some more politicians are going to be placed into these offices, and then people are going to be pissed off about that later.
I would agree with that assessment, likely. However, I think that the unrest that's going on all over the world right now in places like Turkey and Egypt and like Bulgaria and Brazil and a variety of other places. It's been, it has happened in the last couple of years in several countries, probably dozens almost. And I think that this is a relatively good sign that people are getting involved in their governments. They believe they have a voice. They understand the power that they have. And, maybe, just maybe, they may come to the conclusion, I know it's a stretch, but if they want freedom for themselves, they just have to leave their neighbors alone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wonder, can just a bunch of failures of politics bring people to that conclusion? I sure hope so.
Well, it's not going to be a success in politics that brings people to that conclusion.
Mm.
And politics doesn't have successes, really.
Well, it has the illusion of success. I mean, when your guy gets elected, then
it's a good day.
Then you're flying high. Go team! And then later on, you discover that your guy is the same as the last guy. He's just got a different party label.
My guy isn't my guy.
After his name. And if you're intellectually honest with yourself enough, you can come to that conclusion and realize, oh, crap, I was misled. I was fooled by these tricksters. I won't be fooled again, hopefully.
Or you could just yell racism.
There's more here, though, from CNN. Those calling for Morsi's ouster say he's hijacked the gains made in the revolution that topped Hosni Mubarak and has pushed aside moderate voices. They say Morsi's policies are to blame for a breakdown in law and order, for an economy that's gone south, and for a gas shortage that has Egyptians waiting at the pumps for hours. Monday's military statement seemed to adopt the protesters' perspective, calling the crisis a grave threat to national security, while praising demonstrators as determined and admirable. They say in their statement that wasting more time will only lead to more diversion and fighting, which we have and continue to warn against. A source who discussed the issue with CNN said the military is asking Morsi's government to reduce the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood and focus on a governing style that is credible to the majority. The Muslim Brotherhood was repressed under the rule of the former president, Hosni Mubarak, who was deposed in the uprising that eventually resulted in Morsi's election. It is now the most powerful force in Egypt.
Okay, what does that mean, a government that is credible to the majority? What does that mean?
I guess it means it won't make people out in the streets rioting.
Okay, I don't know. I still don't understand.
They want to have some
government. That basically sounds like mob rule. As long as 50% plus one person is happy,
mm-hmm.
then they can trample on my rights as much as they want to.
Sure.
Because I'm in the minority, and that's how democracy works. I don't like that. Because the majority seems to be happy with tyranny.
It certainly seems to be the case. Those who support the president say he's the people's choice and refer to the 13 million votes that he earned in elections held exactly a year ago on Sunday. They say that he inherited a broken system, should be given time to fix it. Which, of course, is one of the points that has been made, I think, about like a Ron Paul. If I think it was Stefan Molyneux who made this point. If Ron Paul were to have, by some miracle, been elected in, say, 2008... then he would have indeed inherited a broken system, and
yes,
things would have continued to go bad, and it wouldn't have been Ron Paul's fault. But then they would have been able to point to Ron Paul and say, see, this bad economy is because of the libertarian.
And oh, yes.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's a problem that we're going to have to face, though.
No, it's not. But, you know, to their credit, I mean, what can a president do in a two-year time frame?
Right.
There's not that much. Now, you could, if you were really a liberty-loving person, you know, for instance, if you got elected as president, you could go, and I remember what Harry Brown wrote in his book, Why Government Doesn't Work. There's a real classic chapter in there. It's very short about, well, what would you do first? What would your first day in office be like? And I remember some of the things that he gave as examples. He would go in and, like, tear pages out of the Federal Register. This is after pardoning all nonviolent criminals. And then, I think, closing the IRS or something like that. And he just had all these really specific things that he really could do. Withdraw the troops from the bases around the world. So, like, there are some things that a principled individual getting into that political position could do. But a lot of things they wouldn't have control over.
Yeah.
Well, you could immediately defund organizations that make it difficult to do business, because what most of the problems are in Egypt currently have to do with instability and a lack of tourism. Now, I don't know whether tourism is the right thing to bring back or not, but it's kind of a difficult thing to bring back. How do you bring back tourism? I don't know.
Get rid of the testicle searching agency that molests you before you get on an airplane to go see some pyramids.
Can the president just get rid of an agency that he's in charge of?
He could defund it.
Could he?
Yes. I would think he could.
Where would the funds go? Back to the general fund or something?
I don't know.
Probably.
More coming up here, 8:55.
He's the chief executive. All of those agencies are part of the executive branch. The chief executive has a great deal of power over the executive.
855 453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you've got some perspective on what's happening in Egypt and what would it take to get people in the streets like that here in the U.S. Occupy didn't quite cut it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online as well, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact at cam.freetalklive.com. And like all the other features on our site, that is completely free. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 individuals who've stated that their intent is to move to a place where they can exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that place is New Hampshire. It was chosen in a vote of 10 candidate states and overwhelmingly won because the people who voted for New Hampshire, like me, agreed that New Hampshire was the best place to start the Free State Project. It was the best starting point for the future of liberty in our lifetime, because why would you want to try to free a place like New York or California, which are the two least free places, when you could be more free immediately by being in a place like New Hampshire?
Because that's where I live, and we should start where I live.
You talking about in New York, California?
No, I'm just pointing out that some people could be silly.
Everybody move here, to where I am.
To where I am.
Well, the thing is, we moved. We all moved from the South. Daryl, you came up from Texas, and before that, Alabama.
Yes.
We came up, Mark and myself, from Florida, and people are moving all the time. Every single month, they're moving to New Hampshire, and these are early movers. We still haven't gotten to the 20,000 goal yet. We want to hit that 20,000, and then there's a five-year window in which each person has to make the move here to New Hampshire. So you can go and you can join us at freestateproject.org, as over 14,000 people have already done. So looking forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire, where your activism can actually make a difference. And I'm not joking. There's no speculation there. It's true. It's already making a difference. People are already getting elected here. People are doing great civil disobedience. There have been court success stories. I mean, it's just been great so far, and it's only going to get better as thousands more arrive. So go to freestateproject.org and learn more about that. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mentioned to you before how, you know, buying a copy of the voter registration list, which is very expensive in some states, and then furnishing a copy to your favorite candidate is one way to save their campaign a bunch of money without violating the campaign finance laws, because you're not donating money to their campaign. You just, you still have a copy of the list that you bought for yourself, and you're just letting them copy it. But one thing you find that varies from state to state is that some names and some addresses are suppressed from the list that you get. And one category of addresses that are suppressed in some states is current and retired cops. And the reason for that is because times have changed. You see, you go back to 1776, like the Battle of Trenton. Washington crossed the Delaware, and, you know, they attacked the enemy. None of those guys went looking for the same exact redcoat that wounded him in a previous battle. I mean, they're all the enemy. But nowadays you get some victims of police brutality, victims of police perjury who went to prison for crimes they didn't commit, and victims of the war on drugs who think they have to identify and locate the same exact cop, right? And they'll get into their SUV and drive on down to the internet cafe, drive right past an enemy officer that's directing traffic outside church, and go to the internet cafe and try to look up the same exact cop. And failing to do so, sometimes they get all these lectures about how cops are just carrying out the will of the people. And so they do stuff like shooting up Sandy Hook Elementary School or bombing the Boston Marathon.
So let me see if I'm understanding you, Tom. You're saying that if they could only just find the name and address of the offending cop, then they wouldn't have to go and kill innocent people?
I'm just saying that times have changed. That's all I'm pointing out is that, you know, back in 1776, they didn't try to find the same exact one. And what's really tragic is that the victims of the unjust laws that cops enforce, people who are victims of the high rate of unemployment due to laws that the cops enforce, sometimes they're so stressed out because they just can't pay their roommates and stay up on the rent, and they wind up killing themselves, and then they don't get
Daryl,
to go to
heaven.
Daryl,
you look confused.
I am incredibly confused. I'm trying to figure out how he's comparing trying to kill an enemy soldier during a war with just, well, one cop did you wrong, so just go kill any cop that you find.
I didn't say that.
And
just
that'll justify it and make it right, so don't worry about trying to find the guy that actually screwed you over. Just go kill anybody.
I never said that. I just said
you said they drive by enemy cops to try to find the one guy that did them wrong. So it makes it sound as though you're saying if somebody gets screwed over by a cop, they should just go start killing any cop.
I didn't specifically say that, though, did
you
I?
You didn't specifically say that.
Around, he's dancing
but
around
But you
that.
Danced around that people should just randomly kill cops if they get screwed over by a cop.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight.
Comparing it to the American Revolutionary War of, oh, well, I don't know which red coat it was that killed my brother, so I'm just going to go kill any of them.
It's a shame. Tom is he's a smart guy, but he's also really angry. I mean, he's been calling the show over the years, and he's had some useful things to say here and there, but also intermixed among those useful things are very bigoted, very angry things, hateful things directed at police. I don't see the police as my enemy. I see them as my confused brothers who, you know, who, like me, have been led astray. They've been lied to. They're doing things that they believe are okay, but they're not. They're immoral. And I think that those people are just simply making mistakes and that they're not enemies.
I think Tom's attitude is a foreseeable attitude that is likely to grow as time goes by. We were just reading on the show last night, The War on Dogs. There's another show. There's another story at Alternet where a cop, where the claim is, cop shoots a dog just because. You know, people's dogs are getting shot across the nation. The war on lemonade stands. It's not being perpetrated. It's the boots on the street that are perpetrating these crimes against humanity. It's not the politicians. And at some point or another, police are going to lose whatever social momentum they have in this country, because in most countries they don't have it. In most countries, police are not looked up to, they're not respected, they're, you know, they take bribes and do all kinds of terrible things. This country,
oh, they take bribes here, just not as openly as in other countries.
All right, fine by me. I'm just saying that the social momentum is going to be lost if police do not stand up to their superiors that want them to enforce these awful, unjust laws, and that the power's in their hands. The future is foreseeable.
Yeah, but you'll never get to convince the police of that if you treat them as though they're your enemy.
Okay,
right. So, well, you don't have to, but it sounds like you're concerned with how the police are behaving, and so therefore, if
I'm
you
predicting
are
the future.
Okay. Well, I'd like to communicate with the police because I think that it's important to communicate with them. I think it's important to let them know how we feel about their actions, because if you want if you want them to know their actions are wrong, you have to tell them that. They're not going to just figure that out on their own. You're going to have to bring them, I think, to the understanding that what they're doing is wrong and that it's not appreciated by a large group of people. Because if it's just you and your buddies, that's not enough. They have to get negative feedback from a variety of different places where they might actually start changing their behavior.
Logical fallacy of agreement.
855 453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up what you want. Are the police the enemy? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com with you tonight. Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. What does that stand for?
FPP is Free Press Publications. And the .cc, just remember, it's like Creative Commons.
FPP.cc is a site for people to go to get news. It's a site for them to order books because you're a publisher.
Yes.
You also do some radio stuff like the,
The Freedom Minute.
Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, the Freedom Minute. And are you still doing the Cop Block podcast?
Yes, the Police Accountability Report. Not the same as the Cop Block podcast. That is a totally different show that happens on Wednesdays.
Now, didn't the guy from the Cop Block podcast just move to Keene?
Yes. He's actually from Keene.
Right.
Had moved to Ohio for a couple of years and just moved back.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Like, I met him yesterday, Eric Freerock, I guess is his name, and he was at the Keene Social Sundays weekly event that we do here. So, cool, number one, that he's from Keene originally. Cool, number two, that he came back, and also he's involved in Cop Block. I mean, we've really got some of the best Cop Block crew here in Keene. Cop Block, of course, is a worldwide phenomenon, but the original founders of Cop Block had moved to Keene, New Hampshire, and now you've got even more Cop Blockers coming up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So it's pretty great. Of course, that's acknowledging the fact that getting people who love liberty together in the same place to get active is the most effective way to change things for the better. So 855-450-FREE, that's the number that allows you to take control. Coming up here, a statement from Edward Snowden in Moscow is published on WikiLeaks.
Bitcoin stores got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Many of those items are of the consumer electronics type. Bitcoinstore.com has a great relationship with Ingram Micro, which is the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, and they can offer up to a 0% markup on many of these consumer electronics.
Up to a 0% markup? Did you say
down to? Is that a way to say it?
They're just a 0% markup.
They are
offering. That's just what it is.
But not on everything every time.
Oh, really?
Well, not at everything that's on the site, no.
Oh.
Many of the consumer electronics are 0% markup.
I thought everything was.
But not everything on the site is from Ingram Micro.
Oh.
So I don't want to confuse people. So maybe we've explained it a little better now because you've mentioned it.
Everything from Ingram Micro has a 0% markup.
How is anyone going to know that?
I think that's the bulk
because
of their supplies.
Just told them.
Okay.
I think that's the bulk of their supplies. You should check with the crew there, though.
If you're looking to buy consumer electronics devices, go to bitcoinstore.com, compare the prices on the item you want to prices elsewhere, and I think you'll find that generally the prices are quite a bit lower on cameras and tablets, music equipment, TVs, camcorders, digital frames, watches, all kinds of software stuff, whatever it is that you might need, they've got it at bitcoinstore.com in the consumer electronics vein, and they've got it for less. But you can't buy them with rubles or euros or dollars, only bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com.
855-453 is the toll-free number. You can connect with us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. There is a statement that has been released from Ed Snowden. We are going to share that with you here in a few moments. It has been published. The first place I saw it was on one of those, like, it's the Fox version of the CNN iReport thing where anybody can submit anything else. And I thought,
I saw it on Reuters.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not going to read it from there because that's questionable as far as if it was actually Ed Snowden. But WikiLeaks has published it, so that makes me say, okay, yeah, this is definitely Ed Snowden if WikiLeaks is going to publish this. So we'll give you that here in a moment. We do have Phil on the line in Michigan, though, on Skype. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. It was good being in Kane last week. I just had a thought that crossed my mind about different things I've noticed in the Liberty community here.
Sure.
I've noticed that several people have taken or changed their surnames. Like, for example, Freeman or the Liberty or different or Free Child or whatever,
yep,
these different
yep.
names.
I'm renaming myself Mark Voluntarist Free Pants.
I was just curious, what's the motivational drive behind this?
Well, I think you'd have to ask each individual, what their drive was. I can answer for myself, having changed my name to Freeman. For me, it was a statement about who I am today. My parents gave me my name when I was born, and I have since given myself a different name because I'm no longer the person that I once was.
But did your parents actively decide to give you the surname that they gave you? Or did they only give it to you because that was their surname as well, and
right.
they didn't think about it because people don't really
That's
do
just
that.
What people do. They just give their kids their last name, and I decided I wanted to choose what my last name was as a reflection of who I have become over the 32 years of my life.
I think a lot of people don't want themselves to be – they want to either create a different account from sort of their family name on Facebook so that their political philosophies aren't attached to them, too.
You mean like to protect themselves from work or
– Yeah, pseudonym of some sort. I don't mean work. I mean the NSA.
Well, if the NSA is half as effective as they are advertised as being, you adding another account to your Facebook isn't going to fool them.
I'm not claiming it's effective. I'm only claiming that I believe that that's why some people do it.
That's why some people do it. I see. Yeah, so I can't speak for other people, Phil, but for me, it's all about who I am today as a person. And I think that that Freeman is much more encompasses that than my other name.
I was just curious, and I appreciate your thoughts, and I look forward to seeing you guys again next year.
Thanks, Phil. It was good seeing you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and thanks for coming and visiting in Keene. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Ed Snowden has made a statement. This was published earlier today. 1 week ago, he says, I left Hong Kong after it became clear that my freedom and safety were under threat for revealing the truth. My continued liberty has been owed to the efforts of friends new and old, family and others who I've never met and probably never will. I trusted them with my life, and they returned that trust with a faith in me for which I will always be thankful. On Thursday, President Obama declared before the world that he would not permit any diplomatic wheeling and dealing over my case. Yet now it's being reported that after promising not to do so, the president ordered his vice president to pressure the leaders of nations from which I've requested protection to deny my asylum petitions. This kind of deception from a world leader is not justice, and neither is the extra-legal penalty of exile. These are the old bad tools of political aggression. Their purpose is to frighten, not me, but those who would come after.
Indeed. Hear, hear. That's the idea. That's what the Obama administration wants to do. And, frankly, it wouldn't matter to me whether it was a Republican or a Democrat, because I think they both do the same thing. They want to stifle whistleblowers, people who work in the government that see something wrong and want to report it to the American people. Something like, your government is spying on all of your emails and telephone calls and texts and everything they can get their hands on.
Hold on. Didn't Janet Napolitano put out this big thing a couple of years ago? If you see something, say something.
Yes, but
Edward
they didn't mean the
Snowden
government.
Edward Snowden saw something, so he said something, and now he's being treated as a terrorist.
You know better. They don't mean the government. They never mean the government. If you see somebody else doing something, you should tell us. That's what they mean.
For decades, says Snowden, the United States of America has been one of the strongest defenders of the human right to seek asylum. Sadly, this right, laid out and voted for by the U.S. in Article 14 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, is now being rejected by the current government of my country. I think he means that's the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That's a U.N. document, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Is now being rejected by the current government of my country. The Obama administration has now adopted the strategy of using citizenship as a weapon. Although I'm convicted of nothing, it has unilaterally revoked my passport, leaving me a stateless person. Without any judicial order, the administration now seeks to stop me from exercising a basic right, a right that belongs to everybody, the right to seek asylum. In the end, the Obama administration is not afraid of whistleblowers like me, Bradley Manning, or Thomas Drake. We are stateless, imprisoned, or powerless. No, the Obama administration is afraid of you. It's afraid of an informed, angry public demanding the constitutional government that it was promised, and it should be. I'm unbowed in my convictions and impressed at the efforts taken by so many. And that's Edward Snowden writing allegedly from Moscow, where he is currently being kept. I imagine that he's looking to get out of there, get to Ecuador, I think, is the current situation. If you've heard more, please inform us. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ed Snowden says that the Obama administration is not afraid of him. They are afraid of you. Afraid of an informed, angry public demanding the constitutional government it was promised and should be. In that, he's saying they should be afraid. 855-450-FREE, although I say it's time to stop this whole demanding anything from the federal government. I don't want anything from these guys.
I want them to go away.
Yeah, I just want them to leave me alone. In fact, go ahead and leave everybody alone. Go. I'm not cool with them aggressing on anybody, but just please, I don't want your services. I don't want your military. I don't want your IRS. I don't want any of it. There's nothing that you do, federal government, that is of value to me. Nothing. If there were, I would want to voluntarily pay for those services, whatever those things might be. I can't identify them, so therefore, I don't want to consent to it.
I like the interstate system. It's pretty good.
Well, okay, but would we have roads connecting one place to another without the federal government? Yes,
I think we would. Roads that go into Canada and it doesn't dead end
right
at the Canadian border.
I don't know how good
somebody in Canada decided, hey, there's a road, maybe we want it to go somewhere.
I don't know how good those roads would necessarily be because the government claims a monopoly on paved pieces of ground that travel a long distance, that we, you know, prior to the interstate system had the U.S. highway system, those not great for traveling on. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, not for cross-country traveling.
That's what I'm talking about.
We can come back with more here.
The government screwed up cross-country air travel enough that I prefer to cross-country drive because it's just so inhospitable on going through airports. So, yeah, I'd like to have a hospitable road to drive on.
We can keep this discussion going. Also, you can add your comments to it at 855-450-FREE. Are they really afraid of you, and what can you do to change things in the future for the right direction? But first,
I've been losing weight taking a weight loss product called Axia 30. I've gone, I think it's 9 weeks now. Last I checked, I'd lost 6 pounds. That was at the 8-week mark. I probably really should check it again. Monday is my day to check, and I'd forgotten to do it this morning. Axia 30 has been working for me. It's from Chamonix. It is, they're known for their all-natural products. It's packed with antioxidants. They provide all kinds of health and anti-aging benefits, besides the fact that these pills apparently have been causing me to lose weight. Now, I was just really stunned, because the fact is my weight had just been going up, up, up. I was at 199, about to cross over to 200.
Is that the most ever for you?
Ever.
Okay.
I didn't know. I just didn't know what to do. I wasn't going to start working out. I haven't changed my lifestyle in any way taking these pills, and I'm losing weight. And you can try it. They've got a full 3-month money back guarantee. What do you have to lose? If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. It's 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. Go ahead and call them now and get a free month of Axia 30 with your order. 800-543-6613.
So I like what Ed Snowden has to say here in his very short statement issued ostensibly from Moscow, where he says that that it is they who are afraid of you, that the Obama administration is afraid of you, afraid of an informed, angry public demanding the constitutional government that it was promised. And I would love for it to be the case that the government were actually afraid of people. And I think at this point, I don't know how fearful that they are. I think that I like what he's saying. I just don't know how accurate of a statement it is. I mean, there really isn't too much to be afraid of the American public. They're mostly docile. And when they do get angry about something, it could pan out into something big, like Occupy kind of did for a short while. Like, there was definitely something there. There was a spark of something there. But ultimately, people didn't really know where they were going with that and really didn't have any real set goals for Occupy. And it kind of ended up fizzling out, like so many different movements tend to do here, because, well, everybody's got bills to pay and they've got responsibilities. You can only go and occupy a place for so long before somebody doesn't pay the rent. And then, your family's out in the street. So there's certain factors that make it pretty difficult to have sustained levels of protest.
Well, and then there's also the whole, we don't agree on everything, so we're going to start splintering aspect mm-hmm. that happens with so many sorts of protests.
But I don't think you need to have the sustained people, millions of people in the street kind of protests like you've got over in Egypt and other places like Brazil,
right,
or Turkey.
Even with the Tea Party rallies, when they started, they were pretty strong, and then it became a thing of, instead of just let's be mad about taxes, well, let's be mad about taxes and illegal immigrants, and let's support war and this and that. And they started bringing on so many different issues that they drove out the people that were only mad about taxes. Like, the libertarians pretty much all got drove out of the tea parties because they got taken over by the conservative Republican.
Well, right, and then they bring in their politicians, and the politicians, try to rally the crowd, and, well, I'm going to change things this time. And, of course, that keeps working with the American people. Just bring in a new political face who will say something about change and, smaller government, and then they'll get voted for. And turns out they were lying. And, of course, there was this statement from George Bush today where he, of course, was backing the Obama administration and the spying on Americans. So, if anybody for a moment had doubted that there was some sort of difference, or had thought that there was some sort of difference between George Bush and Barack Obama.
Skin color, that's about the only difference.
They made it pretty crystal clear. They keep making it pretty crystal clear that they are basically the same guy. But what I was going to say is, I think that, there's another option besides sustained in the streets kind of protest. And that, of course, is mass non-cooperation.
Yes.
I mean, because that's really what the government has to fear. A bunch of people rioting in the streets, that's bad. I mean, it's bad when, like, for the government, from their perspective, it's bad. Like, it doesn't look good. It makes their legitimacy look bad. They might light some buildings on fire.
Most countries, mass non-cooperation is what they're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of Greece's problems is that mass non-cooperation with its government is the order of the day. So here in the United States, somehow or another, we've come to believe that this is our government, that we are the government.
Mm.
And I think that compliance is much, much higher in this country than it is in most countries.
You mean like for taxes and things like that, or regulations?
Everything.
Yeah, it's really bad, which that's what needs to change. But if you don't have enough people non-cooperating in the same geographic area, then ultimately your non-cooperation won't be very effective. It's not a bad thing to, you know, to just say no to the state, even if you're all alone. I still think it's a nice thing to do. But ultimately, if you want to have an impact on the operations of the state, you have to do it in concert with other people. There have to be other people in the same geographic area who can also help you clog the system, so to speak, with your non-cooperation.
And then you have to let your non-cooperation be known.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
If you're just not doing something and nobody knows about it, then everybody else that wants to not cooperate, oh, well, I don't want to be the only person that takes a traffic ticket to court. I don't want to be the only person taking my parking ticket to court.
That's part of what we're doing
here. Oh, there's 10 other guys that are taking parking tickets to court. Okay, maybe I'm not some crazy guy.
It seems more palatable, more doable. It seems, and that's what we're doing here. I mean, you just posted not too long ago your victory on a parking ticket in Keene, New Hampshire. I was there to videotape that particular event. You posted a blog post about it with the video, and then people were able to see that. Hey, look. He had a parking ticket, and he beat it. And here you go. Here's the evidence. We've proven that this is something that people can do. It's something that's replicatable. It's something that's low risk. It's important, I think, for people to take that step into non-cooperation. And I always get critiqued for, oh, you want people to give up their lives for freedom. No. I just want people to take some level of risk. I want people to try saying no to the state. Because as long as you keep saying yes, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten, which is more control and more demands and more taxes and more regulations. If you want it to end, you have to end it in your own life. You have to make the choice to end it now without trying to beg the politicians to end it for you.
It's something that people need to realize. You're not asking people to do anything that you aren't willing to do yourself.
That's true. Yeah, and I think it's important to set that example. And I understand, like, people say, oh, Ian, we want you on the radio instead of in jail. Well, come up here and stand up for freedom then, and maybe I won't have to be the one that does everything first. I mean, I'm not doing everything first, but I am going to be moving into a new area of non-cooperation with taxes very soon. I'm excited to talk about that. I don't think I'm quite ready to get into it. There's still a few things that are afoot in that area, but we'll be taking things to the next level here in Keene. Just say that.
Yep.
855 450 free. Actually, you're joining me in this one, Mark, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, going down the rabbit hole.
We can't say
usual.
We can't say much more about that, but hopefully others will be inspired to do something similar, because the more people non-cooperate, the less control the state has, and that's what they're really afraid of. They're really afraid of you not doing what you're told.
Amen.
855-450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. A Detroit update coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30
30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.